Good afternoon, Chef Mullins. Morning.
Yes, hi there. My name is Jen, and I'm over here at Local Splash. I was wondering if I could speak with the owner, Mr. Mullins, regarding your online listings.
He's not available right now.
Oh, I see. Am I speaking to one of the officers in charge?
Well, you are. What are you calling about?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we're actually going through the area, and I was wondering if you guys are doing both residential and commercial work in the area, Pixieville?
Right.
Okay, great. And I believe that you are able to make any sort of financial decisions in behalf of the owner?
Yes, I can. I can make decisions. I'm part owner.
Great. Oh, great. Thank you. Well, the reason why I asked, ma'am, is we've been going through the area for those who are into the plumbing services or plumbing business because we have a position that's been made available within our company. Now, we work with several categories of work, like landscapers, electricians, anything of that sort. And this is for a first-page position on the local map section. So we noticed that you guys are listed under Angie's as well. Are you using Angie's List nowadays?
No, I don't do List, no.
Oh, not anymore? Like, were you not getting the jobs you needed from them?
I never did.
Oh, never did. So, the Angie's page or listing is not something that you guys created or asked for?
I think it's something they must have started and they try to get us to do it, but I'm not interested.
Oh, I mean,
our company is referral-based and I'm just not interested in that.
Oh, so does that mean that you guys are not open to getting more clients by just being found online? Like, for example...
We're a small business. We have most of our business is referral-based.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not looking to put any extra expense into that.
Well, you are familiar with Dexter Wells Plumbing, Griffith Plumbing, and Backyard Plumbing, right? The ones in your area? Your competitors there? Or not really?
Not 100%, no.
Okay,
Griffin, not sure.
Okay, well, those are the ones that are currently benefiting from the local map section because 90% of the revenue usually goes to those guys at the moment. So when we notice that you guys are not listed there, but you have a great, you actually have good reviews so far in just on Angie's alone, right? So we believe that you guys
good
would be...
Good reviews on what?
On Angie's List, like you have several 5-star reviews there, and we believe that this will actually be in line in terms of success because if these guys are already getting a lot of clients just by being found on the local map section, I believe that we believe that you guys would also do well, which is why we are calling you personally because we are only looking for one company.
Explain to me who you are and who you're with.
Yes, our company is called Local Splash. So we are a data service provider to both Google and Meta, which was formerly known as Facebook. Now, what we do across the United States is we work with one company per area, per category. So in this case, I was saying, we're working with plumbers in the area. So we're only looking for one. This is an exclusive listing. So the moment, let's say we work with you or with Chuck Mullins Plumbing Services, right, then we do not work with any other plumbers in the area. Now, in that way, we get to maximize all of the calls that you can get directly just by being online.
You already have in our area, right, that you're working
I'm sorry?
With.
I'm sorry?
You have in our area you're already working with.
Yes, but for other categories, not for plumbers. The plumbers category has been made available within our company, which is why we're calling through all of the plumbers we can contact. So, because the moment we find one, we'll have to close out the area again. And don't work with any other plumbers. We'll have to move on to our next category.
How do people find me through you?
I'm sorry?
How do people find me through you?
Yeah, well, basically, if you are somebody, let's say, for example, I'm a random guy. I'm a random client, right? I try to search on my mobile device, for example, which is common nowadays. I try to search for plumbers, but I don't know which plumber to look for specifically. I just do in a keyword search, like plumbers near me, and I'm in Rixonville. Then these guys that I mentioned earlier will be the first ones that I will see. And normally, I'll contact them right away because I have the phone number, I know where they are, and I can see their website. So that's actually what we want to do for you because if we're able to put you on that same position, then we'll believe that you can actually gain more clients that way, which we have been successful in doing so.
Okay, so what that means is when they search, is this is the Google page in which you come up on. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly, the first page. Not everyone can be there because we have to work things out just to be there. Now, just curious, like, how long have you guys been in the business?
18 plus years.
Oh, wow, so that long. Nice, okay. This is actually great. You guys are already an established business, so it wouldn't be a problem if clients started seeing you more, right? Now, you said that you're part owner of the company?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not ready to pull a trigger or do anything right now. I'd like to research this more before I even think about it.
Yeah, no worries, no worries. We understand, right? Like, if you have certain questions about it, we can actually address this right now on this phone call.
What's the business name? Something Splash? What was it? Local Splash?
Local Splash, yes. You can also check out our website if you're currently in front of a computer or your mobile device. Like, you can go to localsplash.com.
Uh-huh. And you... Your company is basically a marketing company, is that right?
Yes, but we focus mainly on online marketing for local businesses, but we have other types of services as well that you might find very useful for your business. Say you'd like to be found for other areas, or if you'd also like to have some sort of lead service or a Google Guarantee type service, those are some of the things that we can discuss with you on this phone line.
Mhm. Okay.
Right.
And where are you out of?
Sorry?
Where are you out of? Where's your company?
Yes. Our headquarters is located in Costa Mesa, California, where Google and Tesla is also currently situated in terms of headquarters.
Okay.
But we do work with everyone across the states.
So, who are some of your competitors? Because I guess who are some of your competitors? I get calls all the time.
Oh, yeah, of course. SEO is quite popular nowadays, so a lot of different companies offer that type of service. But since we are search engine optimization, or SEO. So some of our, SEO.
And what does it stand for? I'm sorry, I'm just trying to...
Yeah, no worries. It's search engine optimization.
SEO. S is in Sam.
Yes. SEO.
Okay. Search engine operations. Okay, that makes sense.
Optimization, ma'am. Search engine optimization. So we optimize you to be found on certain keywords. That's what we do. Now, some of the most popular competitors that we have, I'm not sure if you've heard of them, like Townsquare, 411 Local, but not everybody is a Google Premier partner, which is what we are proud of, because Google has already recognized this as a Google Premier partner since we've been doing this for a very long time. So that's something that we are confident on how our success and our performance would actually produce results. This is why we wanted to work with only one company per area, per category. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. But so I have, I've got other large local plumbing companies in our area here. I'm surprised you didn't mention one of their names. I'm just curious.
Well, the reason why I didn't mention any of those is because currently I'm focusing on the local map section. So if you do a search for plumbers or plumbing services as a keyword on your area, those
what
are the ones that would...
Do you find us then?
I'm sorry?
What area are you searching us in?
Oh, yeah. Right now I'm just doing Rixieville.
Oh, okay.
Is that your main focus right now, or are you, focusing on others?
Yeah, well, it's a little tricky because Rixieville is our P.O. box.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
If we'd be specific, well, what area or which area would you rather be found for? Because I can try to do a quick search right now.
Yeah, I'd be a Warrenton, Virginia.
I'm sorry, what?
Warrenton, Warrenton.
Oh, Virginia. Okay. So for that, we have MRC Plumbing, Marinas Plumbing, Premium Home Services, and Screaming Eagle. Those are the ones in the area.
Do you help them, companies, or
any? Oh, no, we're not working with any plumbers at the moment because this position just became vacant today. So that's why we're calling the area. It wouldn't make sense for us to work with them if they're already there, especially if they're working with some of our competitors.
Right. Other companies like 411 Local or Town Square. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
Okay. Well, I guess kind of give me an idea of what, you know, what this entails and what kind of fees would I be looking at to for something like that.
The fees actually depends on a couple of factors, ma'am. Now, if you'd like, let me run down through some of those factors. So in that way, if you like what you hear of how a service works and the pricing is fair, then you can actually decide thereon. It'll be much easier for you. But let me ask you this. You do have a website for your plumbing services, right?
We do.
Okay, great. So that's already an advantage. And you're also, like, in terms of other areas, because you said that right now, Warrenton, right? Are there any other places you wish to be found for example?
Well, I mean, Warrenton is a part of our location, but we do the surrounding counties. I don't know, you know, I'm sure it gets into
surrounding.
Adding.
Yeah, okay, surrounding. Yeah, no worries. We can actually take care of that so we can give you an accurate quotation based off that. So right now, if you do both residential and commercial, is there a specific thing you are aiming for, or it doesn't matter as long as it's profitable?
We do service and new construction, so...
Okay, construction. Got it.
New construction plumbing, that is.
Oh, new construction plumbing. Got it. Now,
plumbing service work.
I'm sorry?
Plumbing service work.
Well, okay, got it. Now, you guys are able to handle more business coming in, right? Because that's actually very important.
We have a lot on our plate now, so I have to be careful with that, but...
Okay.
Is there a reason to put a name out there through the internet?
I'm sorry?
It would be, if I did it, you know, it'd be more of a reason to have our name popping up for local people just to remind them of Chuck Mullins Plumbing, you know?
Yeah, actually, that's a good thing that you mentioned, most definitely, because the thing here is you also don't have to worry if you'll be overwhelmed with business, because it's not like we do flip a switch and actually overwhelm you, you know? The good thing about it is that a lot of our clients actually were intimidated at first by being overwhelmed by business, but what they found is that by using our program, they were actually able to increase their profit margins by actually choosing or cherry-picking the type of jobs they want to do. So right now, what's the one with the highest profit margin, if you don't mind me asking?
Highest profit margin of a particular job?
Yes, that you guys do nowadays.
Oh, I don't know. I mean...
Oh, naturally, no worries. The only reason I ask is because we can do specific target marketing for you. That's actually where our expertise lies. But you know what? Like I said, if you like what you hear on how our service works and the pricing is fair, right? I believe this is something that you will be willing to go for today, right?
A couple ideas. I don't know. Like, I could tell you, like... water treatment, or like well pumps, something
okay.
Like that.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Oh, sorry, ma'am, I wasn't able to get your first name.
Cindy,
okay. And you are part owner, got it.
Yes.
And you can handle any sort of decision. Well, here's what I would be suggesting, right? Hear out what our regional director has to say about on how our service works, and again, as well as the pricing. So in that way, if you do decide you want this spot, then that would stop all of the calls that are being done in the area, and then we can go from there. Does that sound fair?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I want to hear you out first.
Anyway, it's still going to be up to you by the end of the day. All I'm suggesting is that you hear out everything first, and our regional director, one of them is actually John. And I'll have them jump on the line with us. We'll just do it as briefly as we can, of course. One moment. Let me go ahead and grab those pricing details and the full service package. One moment.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear.